Welcome back to Not Fast, Just Furious. I'm the producer, Zachary O'Mara. It's Kramer Sanso.
Hey, how's it going, people? I'm back. I'm healthy. Sort of.
Thankfully. This is Trav Grimaldi.
No,
I'm... Jairus Wolf?
Calm down, Jairus.
I'm sitting... I can touch you.
Yeah, you can touch me. I'm literally on the fucking couch with you. If you guys don't already have it by now, you're screwed. But I'm back. I'm healthy. I'm 100%, as what the doctors would say. But boys, I'm glad to be back. I really am.
We're glad to have you back. Last week was so weird.
Last week, to be honest, watching the entirety of the show in a 280p aspect was ridiculous.
No, it sounded good.
It sounded amazing. That's the sad part. It sounded amazing, but there's no good part about the last podcast, to be honest. I needed to be on this in order to, you know, use actual good quality audio and video. The audio is great. Zach, I'm not going to fault you on that. It's not your fault this time, but at some point it will be your fault.
You see, I wear glasses for a reason. I'm not a singing guy. I'm a sound guy.
It was like 8-bit type shit. I'm watching on the back.
It really wasn't 8-bit type shit.
If you can count how many pixels were in the last podcast, we'll send you a t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's a good... Yeah, no, you can... Seriously, I don't know how many pixels it was. You have to figure that out, Zach, since you want to do this contest.
He said nope.
But speaking of contests, I think we might do a new one since we have a new YouTube channel, which clearly right now, Not Fast, Just Furious, you'll see all of our, of course, this podcast of Not Fast, Just Furious, which is episode 14.
This
boys.
Is going to be our debut on the new channel.
Yeah, this 14. Our debut. Plan with this is we figured we were under Kramer's other channel and it just wasn't very like specific. And we think we just, if this is something we're going to do, we thought it needed its own situation. We're basically dedicating this channel to, the it's podcast. More, it's more or less like, it's the podcast group. So, like, this group of people, like, when we do, like, our Letterkenny review, or later on if we decide to do something similar to that, live streams for big events, whatever we decide to do, fits this crew, which Chaz isn't here tonight, and it don't necessarily have to be all of us. I'd say if it's, like, 2, 3, however, if it's this group of people making content, it will be on this channel.
And I'm hoping our very first live stream on the new channel is WWE Royal Rumble.
I hope to.
Which is the thing that, of course, Jairus and I are trying to.
I am very much. It's the best.
I know nothing about wrestling, disclaimer, please, but I am always down to watch it.
Please subscribe to this new channel. Please turn on notifications to this new channel. We're going to be... I think we're going to do a... Wow, that drink was really strong. I just poured. We're going to do a puzzle. I think we're going to do a live stream of a puzzle.
If we can get it.
We're going to get this puzzle. Even if it's not the puzzle we want, we're going to get a new puzzle, and we're going to fucking live stream it. And
I only do puzzles if I'm being paid.
Here's the thing. You're not going to get paid for a long-ass time on this channel here, Zach. So
no, we're talking about the other one.
No, I'm talking about the other puzzle.
No, but here's the thing. You're going to do that puzzle. We're going to do that puzzle and not get paid. I'll tell you that right now, boys. If we get paid, it'd be a fucking miracle. But... that is for a long time to come here on this channel, which I'm hoping we're supposed to do something. I mean, I pitched an idea earlier this week about February, 2 shows a week. We'll get to that more of that later on this year. But since I wasn't with you guys this past week at all, what the fuck did you guys do? Because I sat at home on my bed doing nothing, making sure I was not spreading the COVID disease, and now I'm here with you boys.
That's real. Honestly, it's really... respectful of you, of everyone else, to do that. That was a good sacrifice.
Hold on. Can you give me a round of applause for me?
You know what?
Please. I would love that right now. Or snap.
Okay, start the timer. I'll give you 5 seconds.
That's going to be a very
That's long. How long I am anyway. But no, honestly, COVID sucks.
I just thought of something.
Okay. What's up?
We also never said that. We are filming on the couch because when we're spread out, it's comfier.
Oh, yeah, that's
so,
new.
Change of scenery. It's just, this is way comfier for us.
But Keith Chavez is sitting next to me, so it's cool.
That's too much man in that little fucking stool.
I do want to congratulate us, though, for being the best podcast in St. Joe. Round of applause. Best podcast in St. Joe. 2020.
2021.
No, hold on. I already put our name in the hat for 2021 in order to be the best podcast there, and we're already, of course, leading, so friend plus. So right now, this podcast is going a bit places. So, okay, we can review, please.
We didn't do shit.
I worked on my house every night till Thursday, and then Thursday we went out because Thursday was.
The house is looking good, bud.
Thursday was Jairus' birthday, so we went out to carry tonight for his birthday.
23 years young.
Yeah, Jay's 23 now. Yeah. It's his Jordan years.
What's it like, Jay? Like, honestly, walk us through. walk us through the day that you have been 23. How was it?
I woke up.
hungover.
Jarris, don't say you woke up.
Friday was rough.
Jarris, don't say you woke up. It is assumed you woke up.
Hell no.
Oh, boy.
I got back, my dad said, how drunk are you? I said,
5. You should have just said 5 and just walked away.
I said, I'm good, and I laid down on the couch right next to him. I said,
hey, it sounds like me on the camping trip.
Oh, dude, it's the first thing I thought of, too. It was fun. Thursday was a blast. Friday, I woke up with my head just pounding. But Friday night was easy. It was smooth. It was nice.
Good birthday night.
Oh, it was great.
You know what's going to be even greater? Tonight, we're going to try to repeat that birthday night. Because Kramer and I weren't able to be with you.
It's true. But that was this morning.
Kramer had COVID.
Telling you right now. We could try, but...
Trav might not recreate it. He was quarantining, I thought.
Listen,
I was getting tested.
You guys broke a fucking rule.
Oh, shit.
Last fucking podcast. I did not tell you guys to release the fact that I had COVID. Granted, earlier in the podcast, I had joined you guys for the first 20 minutes of it. No, actually 30 minutes of it, which I was actually shocked I was on there for 30 minutes. You were not supposed to say that I had COVID at all. I did not give you the permission. But now I do.
Well, someone made it seem like you
died. I said them that we shouldn't say it, but they said, I said that.
I know.
I just said it just because I said it.
No, but FEMA. No, not FEMA. What's the fucking, HIPAA rules. You aren't allowed to say that. But thank God we're not a fucking conglomerate.
That's only if you have a license requiring to be approved by HIPAA. So, we didn't break any rules. If we were a nurse, Kramer's nurse at a hospital, maybe. Yes, we did.
I don't care if I foul.
Exactly.
If I foul, the game goes on.
We're here for a good show. Not to, make all the rules not be broken.
And I'm pretty damn tipsy right now.
Want to see the rule book? Want to see the rule book?
I didn't hear about
that.
There's the rule book right here, bud.
Find the bell. Find a bell in here, Kramer.
Let's reset.
There's a fucking bell in here?
Let's reset. It's too early to be turning on each other.
I honestly don't know if it really is early to turn on each other. I really don't know. But Jay had his birthday. Trav got his house done, which I saw today. It was really nice.
Zach, what are you doing?
I'm doing my Lost Lake CBD.
You're such a tool.
Yeah. Lost Lake CBD is a CBD oil. There's no THC in it, so you will absolutely
the full spectrum has THC in it, I believe.
Only the full spectrum.
Make sure you read before you order.
Please do that. But this helps with my anxiety. It helps me de-stress after a hard day, honestly. And if you're like Kramer or Chaz and you go to the gym all the time, I don't have any experience. Never went to the gym. But it will help with your aches and pains, they say.
Allegedly.
Trav, you said it'll help you from feeling down.
Alright, so we're saying anxiety, depression, soreness, tiredness, problems sleeping, physical pain. Oh, the game beckons on. Whatever it may be, we're at football on.
And think about it, physical pain, I'll take over from the physical pain part. Yeah. I hurt my wrist working out, and I actually use CBD in order to help me. I use the, of course, this main CBD oil, the non-tincture oil that they've had that actually contains some of THC.
It's got the whole plant in it.
Full spectrum is what I used. So in order for that, it actually helped my wrist out a lot. I've been continuing to use it. It actually helped me sleep a lot when I also was during COVID times in order to get me to sleep real quicker. So it helps out in many different ways that you wouldn't expect. Whether if it's pain or just trying to go to sleep, it works out both ways. So make sure you use our new promo code NFJF.
Not fast, just furious.
Easier to remember.
Easier to remember than tier one. But not fast, just furious, NFJF, and you'll receive 25% off your first purchase of Lost Lake CBD, which is perfect for you. We had our last commercial of being a stocking stuffer. We're already working on Thanksgiving.
Our
Valentine's Day commercial, which is coming up here
very soon.
It's going to be amazing. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. And NFJF, 25% off your first order of Lost Lake CBD oil.
Easy way to remember it. New year, new promo code.
Exactly. NFJF.
Just like new year.
Shut up.
New me.
New me.
All right, boys. There's a shopping cart theory out there.
Let's go.
I've never heard of this. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Let me pull it up. By the way, we're also joined by a live studio audience tonight of Tasha. Round of applause for Tasha.
Piece of that. Break me off a piece of that.
It's not a Kit Kat.
What you call me?
I said Tasha.
Thanks, Bozo.
Tasha, at any point in time you want to say something, go for it. We do not honestly care. But the shopping cart theory. The shopping cart is the... I'm going to read it from what it actually is. Listen. The shopping cart is the ultimate litmus test for whether a person is capable of self-governing. To return the shopping cart is an easy, conventional task and one which we all recognize as the correct, appropriate thing to do. To return the shopping cart is objectively right. There is no situations other than dire emergencies in which a person is not able to return the cart. Simultaneously, it is not illegal to abandon your cart. Therefore, the shopping cart presents itself as the apex example of whether a person will do what is right without being forced to do it. No one will punish you for the returning of the cart. No one will fine you or kill you for not returning the shopping cart.
I will.
That's not fair.
You gain nothing by returning the shopping cart. You must return the shopping cart out of the goodness of your own heart. You must return the shopping cart because it is the right thing to do, because it is correct. A person who is unable to do this is no better than an animal, an absolute savage, who can only be made to do the right, threatening them to be what is right by threatening them with a law and the force that stands by it. The shopping cart is what determines whether a person is a good or bad member of society. So, boys, the shopping cart theory is, are you good or bad? The main question is, do you return your fucking shopping cart or not?
Without answering, I'm just going to say, Kramer sent this shopping cart theory in our group chat just so we could brush up on it and be familiar with
it.
The second I saw it get posted, I said, anyone feel free to correct me, quote, I already know, if any of you don't return your carts, I'll kill you. So I stand firmly by it. This was earlier today. Please do not listen to Jairus. He took a nap.
As I worked at a grocery store for like 4 or 5 months, return your fucking shopping carts.
Return
it's a pain in the ass to fucking go get the, first of all, it's a pain in the ass to get them back in the store anyways. Let alone have to chase one down.
Hey, question for that. What? So when you say return to shopping carts, do you want it to return to the rack?
Yeah, just put them in the rack when you're
or
outside.
Or back at the actual station?
The rack. Because one, alright, I'm just going to use like Walmart for an example. They have a whole ass machine set up to where if you return your carts to the rack, they're on a perfect neat line or close to. They can just throw it on the cart, bring it into the front of the store within like 5 minutes. So it's literally nothing. You return it to the front door, great. You're an even better person, I guess. Do it for the ego boost, but. If you just
record it while you're there at the twos.
Exactly. Yeah. If you return your cart to the front door and no one knows, why are you doing it? But no.
Order that corner yourself.
But if you leave your cart just in a parking spot, you one, fuck over the cart attendant who has to go over there to get the cart because it's not in a pile with the others. Two, you fuck over the person who could have parked in that spot, and they're either A, gonna have to find a new spot, or they're either B, gonna have to park in the driving lane. Move the cart, and then fucking get back in their car and park, holding up everyone behind them.
But
To be fair.
I have gotten to the point where, A, I always return the cart, or B, when I'm in a, I don't even want to say if I'm in a pinch, if I'm way too far away from that cart rack, I'm just going to put it somewhere. So I'm either damned if I do or damned if I don't if I do this fucking thing.
So you're slightly a piece of shit is what you're saying.
Yeah, no.
Tasha. I am slightly a piece of shit.
You see, whenever there's a spot at the front, very front closest to the store, or spot by the cart rack, I take the one by the cart rack. Because I think to myself, I don't want to walk all the way with that cart.
I just throw the cart in the bed of my truck.
Hold on. Does that make you a huge piece of shit now? Because
yeah, my words are better.
Because you're taking the fucking
actually,
cart.
Makes it better.
But it doesn't create work for the next person.
Exactly. I would say Travis better.
It doesn't create work. It doesn't take a
he can always
spot.
Come back and return it. Kramer, if you want to come back, no, you feel better.
But then if you do it, but then that makes you a follower and a thief, so you don't get
dicked. Then what makes a fucking hobo or a homeless person that always takes shopping
necessity,
carts?
Kramer.
They fucking live in that thing, Zach?
Yes.
They live out of it.
Well, Kramer, how else are you supposed to carry your things from place to place?
Here's the thing, too. I actually like going to stores and carrying everything. Therefore, that my arms are like all out here, and I'm still going to fucking walk around.
Okay, who cares? Then you don't have a cart, and this whole argument's invalid to you.
He just wants to prove he has
arms.
Here's the thing. All right,
his arms are small.
They're really not small at all. But 3/4 of the time, I like to return the car back, but 1/4 of the time, I don't.
What do you do in that 1/4 of a time?
I just literally just get in my truck and
fucking
leave.
You just say, yeah, and you're an asshole, because then I'm always don't like that.
Trav, don't fucking, like, you haven't gone and done this.
I don't think
I don't
act
do this.
Like,
no, I don't do this.
I started driving when I was 18. I started driving late.
This is ludicrous.
Because if
every time
I
used
to pull the car back from my mom, she used to fucking... So you literally just put the groceries in the bag and be like, okay, good.
If I see a shopping cart like just in the middle of the parking lot, it pisses me off because I'm always nervous that they're going to get blown around or someone's going to fucking push when it's going to hit my truck. So you have to park like as far away.
I worked at Walmart. I can tell you how many shopping carts ended up in that fucking ditch across from the Walmart parking lot because they just blow down there. My bozo's like you, who is leaving this out in the open.
No.
1/4 of a time. I'll give you that. But still.
But I'm the type of person that, say, if I'm at Walmart, I'll put it up near the fucking store because it's at least closer to the store rather than sliding down.
Why don't you just put it in the fucking cart then?
No.
Because the car is literally right next to the fucking where I'm supposed to be.
Let me tell you how the cart attendant works. They literally
I'm giving them a job in order to go out of their way to grab my fucking
car.
Oh,
here we go.
It looks so dumb right now. They literally have like 1 to 2 on shift. They have that whole parking lot. Bozos like you would think, oh, fuck the car, girl. I'll just move to the closer to the front of the store but not take it in.
I feel like I'm being attacked.
You are. Because you leave your cart yourself up out of the cart corral. But no, they can't get to that cart until it's blown down like 50 feet.
At that point, they should have already grabbed my cart that was already by the fucking
It's
store.
Not saying you're making rules for these people who you don't employ.
Here's the thing. There's a good thing. I don't employ them.
Kramer, you'll never be able to employ them if you don't put your
Here's
cart
the thing.
Up.
I like employing people with some grit. And people apparently in Walmart do not have grit.
Kramer said he would eat Burger King if it was half cooked. Like a popular Facebook post.
No.
If the people had grit who cooked it.
Like a popular
No, here's the thing. They didn't cook that burger. They didn't even try to cook that.
It was
half raw. No. I wouldn't even say it was even half cooked. It was raw.
No,
it was like you motherfucking steak, bro. You can pretty much slap the counter
no,
in the ass
it was
and flip
half
it over
cooked
and give it to me.
Because it was so bizarre. The middle was raw, but the outsides were charred. I don't know how you cook a burger
like that.
Because
it was so
like
hot.
Here's
they
the
cooked
thing.
It really hot.
Aren't they supposed to flame broil that shit, too?
Their broiler is broke at the time. They were trying to make do.
At that point, it seemed like it was broke at the time. Here's the thing. I'm helping them in order to having to alleviate a job because I'm giving them more time away from where they want to be because they do not want to be at work. They don't want to be at
Kramer,
work.
The last thing these guys want to do is chase down shopping
carts. Here's the thing, but I'm not letting them chase down the shopping cart.
Yes, you
them
are.
Be right next to the fucking store.
Kramer, do you understand how wind works?
Kramer, here's the thing. Do you understand how to wedge stuff to where the wind doesn't work?
Why don't you just put it in the cart? If you're going to the trouble of pushing it to the store, 50
feet away from
it.
Me, then there's 25 feet away from me to where it's
And you're
going to
go over there, and then you're going to have to fake and scheme on how you're going to wedge the shopping
cart. Honestly, from what I've seen in Always Sunny, I know how to scheme really well.
No, it's like you're going to give them a ride to pick them up somewhere, but you shoot them in the foot before, so they're a weapon to you.
Okay,
they're like, dude, I'm here to pick you up. Get in the car. They're like, bro, you shot me in the foot. I have the
lamp. I'm not shooting anybody in the foot, though, because I'm just putting
the car
down. I'm not putting
You are.
I'm not putting
like,
a hole in
the foot. Why would
you
put it by the building and not just go ahead and put it in the building?
Exactly.
Right either way, you just fuck
Do I want to touch a door where someone else touched?
It's an automatic door.
There's no store. There's no grocery store.
You're pushing
hold on,
the shopping
cart. Shut up, Travis. There's no grocery store in the world that has shopping carts that you push open the door. That's not a thing.
Yes, there is. On the side of the fucking doors of Walmart, which I
Those
use.
Those are employee entrances.
I feel like I would...
No. When the store is closed, they lock the sliding doors, and you go, you hit a bell, a buzzer, to be buzzed into the store to start your shift. They open those side doors for you because they're manual.
Walmart at some point.
You fuckers. Everyone at Kramer Talks on Twitter, tell him he's a piece of shit.
Go for it. You know how many people I think were going to actually say something to me? None.
Let me just make a quick disclaimer. Thanks, you're all bigger than Kramer.
That.
Kramer's small.
I'm going to create a burner just to fucking...
create a fucking burner then, bud. God damn it.
Please.
Okay,
me...
hold on. I don't want to get involved in this political. But... No. I'm talking about something else. Not commenting on the subject, the situation, just this thing. Okay, so Trump's Twitter got suspended.
Yeah.
Did you see the post where someone said, ban this account because Trump's using it to talk? In the first comment, it was like, his name was Michael Barron, in the comment, the first post, he was like, hey guys, new to Twitter, how you use this thing? And the profile picture, it's literally Trump and they photoshopped a mustache.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. That is funny. That is funny. One thing we can do on
my page is really funny.
Is talk about politics, but that is funny.
No, I'm not trying to talk.
That is very funny.
But then people were doing it, they were like, I saw one, they were like, oh my gosh, Trump is using this account as a burner to tweet on. And it was like Jake Paul's Twitter. You're like, we need to ban it right now.
Okay, this is a good way. This is a good point to say this. We don't talk about politics because we want to have an escape for somebody in order to.
Yes, you know, but I'm not saying like,
enjoy this. No.
But that's just common.
Whatever you said is fucking hilarious. Yeah. No, we're trying to give you the point to where, like, all right, this is our comedic relief to, I mean, at least. Get you away from your normal everyday activities to where it's just a break.
I don't want you to even know what I think politically because it shouldn't matter to you. Like, I'm not, we're not talking it. It's what it is. I just thought that specifically.
My question is, was it like the fucking, like the SpongeBob mustache with the seaweed?
No, it
shit,
was like, or? They photoshopped like a very realistic. It was a very realistic mustache. Like,
oh,
if you didn't like, know who he was and you saw the picture, you'd be like, this guy's a mustache. Like, you would not know. It was very funny.
So apparently I need to cleanse myself of doing my wrongdoing of putting shopping carts away at a bad manner.
That's a real bozo move.
Apparently it is a bozo move. From what,
Zach? Work at a grocery store for like 2 weeks and you'll understand the pain.
Two weeks, that's
all you need. You only really need a day, but we'll give you 2 weeks.
Speaking of a day, we need to invest in a bidet at Travis's dwelling. Travis, would you ever consider getting a bidet?
No, I'm getting one.
You're supposed to get a fucking bidet at
it's
your
like
house?
It's $40.
I thought I talked about this earlier.
That's badass.
No, I'm getting a bidet.
I've never used one. I don't really know what it is.
May I please use your bidet when I go to your house?
I'm not going to tell you no. Like, I'm not going to be like, the bidet's only mine. Like.
But here's the thing. People are so wrongdoing of the bidet to where, like, I honestly, at this point, I'd rather wash my ass than wipe my ass because I'd rather be clean the entire time.
Do y'all not know what poop wipes are?
Oh, I fucking use poop wipes.
Like, dude wipes or something?
Like, baby wipes? Do I look like a baby talking?
Or you can use a Tabo, which people use I believe it's in the Philippines or somewhere in the southern countries, to where a Tabo is a thing of, like, a rag that pretty much washes your ass. But I feel like a bidet would just change the game because, one, you're saving paper. Two, I mean, you may be using a little more water, but three, it might feel good. I'm not sure. I've never used one before. I honestly feel like that I honestly should understand what a bidet feels like in order first before to use it and actually comprehend what I actually want to feel after wiping my ass.
Quick question.
Can you wipe your ass then use a bidet?
You get a bidet
because you don't want to wipe your
ass.
No, Kramer. Not do
Kramer. You use the bidet, stand up, put your pants on, you walk out of the bathroom. That's
mental, man.
You see,
you don't have toilet paper with a bidet.
Kramer's underestimating.
That's how they, a bidet.
Are you going to own toilet paper?
Well, I mean, I'm not know if I'm sold on the bidet yet. I'm going to try it. If I enjoy it, I may not.
You want some shoot in your ass, though. That's the thing.
No,
how much is your ass?
I have
water pressure. Just like,
I think it would feel weird.
That's what I'm saying.
Just go out in the back.
No, Jared.
This is going to go. This is going
to go. I don't know, honestly. I just know, like, if I'm a bidet guy, I'm not paying for toilet paper.
No.
Why would I?
If you think a bidet goes in your ass, that is called an enema, and that is for other things.
Hold on. We didn't talk about anything about enemas.
All right. Before we get started on enemas,
on
My Strange Addiction, there are people who are addicted to
coffee
enemas.
Yes,
that's so wild to me.
She does like eight a day.
It's kind of like butt
insane.
Chugging.
It's butt chugging, but for coffee.
And then she said 3 seconds to find the
toilet. We forgot to mainline you wine today.
We didn't forget. It's just for later.
I don't drink wine.
Well, that's because it's gross.
Drinking a butt.
And if you do drink wine.
If you do drink the wine, though.
The 503 Winery has the best wine in St. Joseph, Missouri.
Missouri. You're fucking drunk.
Jerry, if you go upstairs,
you can get drunk at 503 Winery like Zach has.
You can. They have wine, like local wine. You can buy it by the bottle, you can buy it by the glass, but they also have mixed drinks.
Stand up and show the shirt.
Can you buy in the
I was looking 503 Winery.
And they sell these at the winery.
They sell those at the winery, which Zach is showing in front of the camera currently.
If you use our promo code Tier 1, you get...
The mic's here, bud.
If you use our promo code Tier 1, you get $1 off a bottle of wine or $50 off their event center in Amazonia. Travis knows more about that than I do. He works with the Sun.
Yep, it'd be good for weddings, receptions, any type of meeting you need. It's beautiful scenery out in Amazonia, Missouri. Just north of, it's about as far out of town as Savannah is.
It's not very far at all.
It's not far. Don't worry about the drive. I'd very recommend doing business with them. They're honest people. They're good people. No, I would recommend it.
They're fun people.
Every time we go there, we always have a good time.
You making the call, Cram?
Making the call.
I'm so excited for this.
Lucky, a little nervous that he might lose the call down here, but...
No, it's good.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I'm on Wi-Fi calling.
You should have... Yes, you should have FaceTimed him.
All right, give me a second. I'll introduce you, okay? All right, so joining us now is our first guest, our first special guest, which is... pretty much a father figure to me at this point.
He really is 6'10 in the middle of
because
his
why not? Because I need to make sure it's actually Jay Binkley. Jay Binkley, a host of a lot of sports talk show. He's a host in the sports radio world. Jay Binkley, thank you for joining us. You are a father figure to me, which you already know that.
We are a Jay Binkley podcast. He's we also, support Jay Binkley.
To be honest, to be fair too, he is an award-winning broadcaster for the Virtual Royals, which is obviously amazing. It's a great honor to have you on Not Fast, Just Furious, Bink. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good. You were as well, Kramer, as the award-winning broadcast team.
That's very true, Bink. I do appreciate you, Joan, coming on. And I know, I mean, you're a sports guy, of course. Let me know, what is your main Super Bowl aspect of, like, which teams do you want in the Super Bowl in the AFC and NFC? Real quick.
Obviously, the Chiefs and the AFC.
I wonder why.
The NFC, I've been wavering. You know, I've been thinking, okay, let's get Aaron Rodgers versus Patrick Mahomes. Let's settle this thing for good because Rodgers will probably win MVP. And then Patrick Mahomes can have the last lap as a Super Bowl MVP. So I was looking at that. But, man, it would also be fun to beat Brady again, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I guess, but for historical purposes, I want Super Bowl I reading the Chiefs Packers.
That'll be fun with a State Farm commercial type aspect.
I agree.
Oh, State Farm. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, by the way, Bink, if you're not aware, Chuck or Trav, who's called into the station at one point, is here. Our producer Zach is here, by the way.
How's it going,
and,
bud?
And also Jairus Wolf is also here with us. We have a few questions with us, and of course we obviously our favorite topic, our favorite thing that people like also want to listen to are Would You Rathers. And of course, I know I mentioned to you earlier, you have a great one, by the way. But when I was looking through Twitter earlier this week, I saw something that I thought would be something up your alley, because you played football, of course. Would you have, with $1 million on the line, would you rather tackle Lamar Jackson or Derrick Henry in order to secure that bag of money?
Okay, so it's $1 million that I have to tackle Lamar Jackson or Derrick Henry?
One-on-one.
Yeah, one-on-one.
Oh, goodness. First of all, I don't have the moves to even...
Bink, I'm drunk, by the way. You've seen
he
me...
He said, oh, yeah.
You've seen me drunk before. Honestly, hey, talk about the time that you've actually beat me in a chugging contest, which was very rare.
That was fantastic, because you've been talking so much trash. And I had the glass sitting down the bar still waiting for you to finish it.
I saw that video. That was damn impressive. Yeah. That was damn impressive.
Destroyed.
Don't bust me out like that in front of my friends right now, Bink.
All you have to do is say you did
it. I have a video of it. Bink. On Twitter.
No, it is on his Twitter. By the way, it's at Three Guys in a Garage if you want to look at it on his Twitter. You have to scroll through a little bit. But, Bink, I know for a fact if I can, like, redeem myself either by practicing with my buddies here, which I know for a fact I'm a damn good chugger in front of them, which they all know this.
Way.
No. I can beat
There's
them.
No way.
He's not big. Don't let him lie.
I will give it a go. We'll do this.
It's like physically impossible to drink it faster than me. I mean, there's no way, Kramer. And then you're talking all junk about how much you can eat. And I saw what you guys did.
Oh, no.
You're sitting there while the contest was going on.
He couldn't even eat 40 chicken nuggets from Burger King tonight.
It was hold on.
You got a lot of checks, but rarely are any of them cashed.
Hey.
Okay. Damn.
All right, thank you for tonight. This is it for Not Fast, Just Furious.
Well, going along with this, though, I know you got in the rundown. What's go-to beer, Bink? What's your go-to beer?
Oh, man. Yes, there's so many, actually. But, when I was going down to Pittsburgh, I was, Natty Light to to the extreme. I mean, just that was just highly, highly crushable beer. And then I kind of migrated towards Coors Light, you know.
I love Coors Light.
Yeah, Coors Light, Miller Light, pounded those. And then I got into this phase where I tasted the wonderfulness of Boulevard beer, and the unfiltered wheat kind of brought me into that world, just that taste of that beer. I like any beer, to be honest with you, but like my go-to sit-around sip beer is probably filtered wheat. But I like quality beers, you know, like Mother's Winter Grind from Springfield and Macon and stuff like that.
Some Oktoberfest.
Filtered wheat would probably be my go-to.
Yeah, no, Bink, you like those Oktoberfest, don't you, from Sam Adams?
Yeah, Oktoberfest, Free State out in Kansas, maybe Lawrence makes a great one.
What was that? What was that one beer we had at your place when it was that coffee brew, which was amazing, out of Kentucky, right?
Oh yeah, the KBS Kentucky Bourbon Stout.
It's good.
It's hard, so hard to find, man. It's like if it's an animal being almost going extinct. I mean, there's people that chase those trucks. They call them truck tracers, whatever, the KBS, because they kind of. They were the ones that kind of hit the market on those bourbon barrels. But you can taste that bourbon because, I mean, it's got the bourbon taste in it because the beer is brewed in those bourbon. It comes out as 12% alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean, it is one that will kick you like a mule.
No, we had this drink, I think, before our, was it our midnight to 4 o'clock shift? And we were, no, it was like midnight to like, I don't know, it was a late one. I know that for a fact. But we had one of these beers, and it was damn good tasty, I think. From the time that, I mean, I'm tipsy right now, Bink, but still, that was a damn good beer.
It was tasty, Kramer, and the alcohol content was perfect. It's like drinking three beers with just one of them, you know what I'm saying?
And see, like, I mean, honestly, I don't drink beer in the morning. I mean, I'm not an animal yet. At some point, I will drink coffee beer in the morning.
Well, before, I'll do it again.
No, you can't say you drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Damn straight, Bink. That's why I love this. Don't tell me that.
Don't be like, I drink all day. No, you didn't start in the morning drinking, so stop it.
Camping trip, I drink all day.
That's true. I mean, we had a camping trip one point in time. I think it was.
Back I was
in,
cracking was Miller Lights at 7:30, bud.
That's really.
I didn't drink a bottle of water the entire weekend.
No, you drank. He had sips of water throughout the entire weekend. He would take a bottle, take like three sips, and put the bottle down.
And then, like, make fun of everybody else for drinking water.
I would have to finish the bottle of water. I pissed so much that weekend.
Yeah, Travis would have at least one water bottle first. Two nights stay, a 3-day stay.
That's 16 ounces of water.
2 nights, 4 days.
Was that this summer when you guys went?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Kramer died.
Yeah, I died. I think I told you about this, right?
Yeah, you told me about your dice trip.
Yeah, no, that was the trip that...
Slept in your truck?
I mean, I tried to sleep in my truck, but I slept next to Jairus, and he won't let me down that
They
I,
shared a bed.
Yeah, we shared a bed.
Did you tell the fellas you tried to sleep in your truck a couple weeks ago when we were working...
Oh, no.
2 a.m. and then getting up at 5 because it's too cold?
No, I didn't tell him about this. So, yeah, boys, Bink and I, of course, we host a post-game show. Well, yeah. Bink hosts the post-game show. I produce it for the Chiefs. So we had to stay for another 3 hours pretty much. That's when the next show begins because we were Bink was co-hosting Fesco in the morning. I was producing. So... He ended up staying in his car. I didn't let my truck stay on the entire time. I went inside to actually sleep, to at least get at least a couple hours of sleep.
Oh, yeah.
It was, I know for a fact, Mink, I was falling asleep while I was driving back home. But I was able to have a great sleep. It was a great show, by the way. The show was amazing.
When you were going to sleep in your truck, I was like, there's no way in hell you're going to.
Yeah, I mean, granted, Bink, you know that I'm I call it a poser at this point. I'm pretty darn close. I mean, you know for a fact that I'm a part of the Tide Potting generation, just like Zach, Trav, and Jarrett.
I can sleep anywhere.
Loud and proud.
You're a Tide Pot Eater.
Yeah, no, okay, all right. Talk about this, Bink. You think I'm a Tide Pot Eater. Because why?
It's just your generation. It's just something I can see you doing.
So you...
Kramer, because I'm not saying you do, but you're just kind of wild, you know? You get this, you know, carefree attitude and spirit. It's like, if there's a Tide Pod, you say, yeah, man, I'll eat it faster than you.
It's true.
Because that's what you are. And then, of course, you get sick, but you can always do things better than everybody else.
Well, it's not that, like, yeah, I'll do it before you. It's like, oh, if you're doing it, I'll do it.
Like, I can't be the only one not eating this high bar.
No homie left behind.
Yeah. This hey. False sense of security. Well, if everybody else is doing it, I mean, I'll be fine.
Hey, Bink, what you drinking tonight, bud? I know you're watching football. I know you're watching football. I know you're drinking something.
No, I am. I'm chilling on a couch with a some cookie dough ice cream, putting down some Mother's Winter Grind.
That sounds like a night.
Bink, are you a bourbon guy?
Nice coffee beer. What's that?
You a bourbon guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like my Evansville Distillery.
Ooh, I respect it.
Evansville is a really good
trust place. Me, this bourbon, they could. Here's the cool thing about it is I like Jim Beam and Jack and stuff like that, of course, but there's a place in Independence, right? And this guy got the this trademark. He showed me his U.S. patent. It's sweet. He'll take these medallions, he'll put it in his batch of bourbon for 1 week, and it simulates it like it was a year.
Wow.
So 7 weeks, he can make a seven-year-old bottle of bourbon. And the federal government, all that, FDA, I mean, if he was going to sell like that, they had to test it, make sure it was. They did the test on it. And it's real, and he's got a U.S. patent pending on it. But these bottles of Evansfield bourbon I have, the rye whiskey's fantastic, but it's like 7 years. And then they'll take something for, 8 weeks, 9 weeks, and all of a sudden you got like a nine-year-old bottle of bourbon. It's unreal how good it is.
That's insane. That is insane.
So, crazy. So Travis is trying to get himself like on the whiskey train.
I've been drinking some Bullet. Train. I've been drinking some Bullet. I like it. But we party too much, and you can't party while you drink bourbon. It's hard. But
he hasn't tried. To be fair.
No, I think Travis might be this guy that's Travis is definitely not a poser because he's actually
he
trying.
Wants to try it though.
I like it.
Try it, Kramer. He needs to go to one of those distilleries around here.
Definitely.
Because those tasting rooms, they'll sit there and tell you all about it. You know, they'll tell you the process of making the bourbon. They'll tell you the differences between a whiskey, a rye whiskey, and a bourbon, and all that. And they'll sit there and explain it to you and let you sample all their beers. I mean, their whiskeys, excuse me. But it's fantastic.
We need to do that. We need to make a day of that.
We need to make a very good day of that.
I'll come.
Bink, I am 100% down for you to come with us because
let's go to Evansfield.
I'm honestly down with Evansfield. I mean, they're obviously, I mean, they're notable. They're actually credible, and they're also the brewery that's pretty. I mean, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, we'll go out there, Kramer.
At this point now,
we'll take the crew.
At this point, yeah, exactly. Bring the Not Fast, Just Furious crew.
That's right.
What we do, which I actually messaged you earlier, that we do a Would You Rather. I will start first. I will let you answer first, and the boys can answer. For this, would you rather live 1 year in space by yourself or 1 year in the ocean by yourself for a year? I'll let you answer first, Jay.
Oh, man, Kramer. All right. Are we talking like in something stable, or are you talking like putting me out there in a raft in the middle of the Pacific?
I'm gonna put you in a submarine in the ocean, or in the
submarine.
Or a space shuttle up in outer space.
Damn, those are both great choices because I'd love to do both. I'm gonna go with the sub though. There's some reason I always have this dream where I'm like falling, and that would not help it in space.
No, that would not. That would not help it at all.
With the sub. As long as I have cable.
I'm in on the space thing. I think it's a better story. I think that's a better... I mean, submarine thing, like, I feel like that's a likely thing. But, like, the space, I mean, you're in select few.
Yeah.
It's kind of my thought process.
All the time.
In space?
No, yeah. The submarine. He said he feels like it's been done before. So
well, no, like, the space, like, you're just in, like, a smaller group of people. I think you do the space deal. That's a little more historic, I believe. It's my thought process, at least.
I'd have to say I'd go with the space, because like put everything else aside, you look out the fucking porthole, you're underwater, it's just like pitch black. You're in space, you see all kinds of stars, you see all kinds of like fucking everything. It is also a better story, because James Cameron's
going
to be.
You know what else you have to wait for?
What?
You have to wait for that space debris. And you're scared of it because if it hits you, it'll wipe you out in a millisecond.
Mink, I ain't scared
of
nothing.
That's the way it is. You're constantly, holding your ass. The kids are not going to die like in a second.
Whoa,
you know what I mean?
This is exactly what he was talking about with our generation. This is exactly what he was talking about.
I will say with confidence, if I am somehow placed up in space for a year, I ain't scared of nothing. I'm just up there, I'm floating, I'm having a good time, I'm surviving. Like, if space debris, like, it's so big up there. I get there's a shitload of space debris, but like, if it decides to take me out, it was worth it, because I was up in space. Space is badass.
Here's the other thing, too. Like, if you're trying to sleep, you have to strap yourself in, because you'll float.
That's true.
He's got a good point on that one.
That is true, because I'd be so pissed if I, like, go to sleep in one room, I wake up floating, like, 10 rooms away. Like, I would just be so, like... It would be... Oh, it'd either be really hard or really easy. I've never experienced zero gravity.
You have to, like... You have to, like... I don't know, like, how you would, like, get into a car, you have to zip, like, seat buckle yourself while taking a shit. That'd be terrible.
I really feel like you'd, like, be, like, ready for it.
Just think about it. It's the middle of the night. You got to pinch one. You know, you drop the kids off the pool, and you sit down. You forget the fasten. All of a sudden, you start floating.
Then you're not fully awake either.
I think you got to, like... All right. I see what you're saying.
You don't want to prolapse anus.
I'll be honest. The view is worth that trade-off for me. I would rather, like, have to put conscious effort into strapping myself in and have a nice view than just be able to go to the bathroom effortlessly if I wake up in the middle of the night.
I mean, personally, for me, I honestly would like to go into the ocean because that's one of the, like, it's 98% unexplored. And by the fact that I'm going to be out in the ocean in a submarine for a full year, there's a good chance I might see the Megalodon. Like, I mean, I would love to see the fact
that... What if you get the
possibly
mermaid?
See the Megalodon. Or bang a mermaid. That'd be sweet doing that.
Which part's human?
Well, I'd hope the bottom, Jake, because then you're fucking a fish pussy.
Yeah.
Jay, what
about you? I was going to say the ocean, too. But if it's pitch black and I can't see shit, I don't want to be in there.
Hey, Bink, I know for a fact that you have a very good one, a would you rather. What is that?
Actually, Kramer, hang on 1 second.
Yeah, pull it up. I was thinking
of several. I texted you one. Let me see what I sent you.
What's that one? You have it. Hey, I don't have it.
Hang on, I'll look at my phone.
I can't remember
what I said. Oh, would you give up, instead of forever, that's a year, would you give up football or beer for a year? Because I thought of this because I love them both so dearly.
That's the thing. That's a very good one because
that is the easiest question I've ever asked.
I honestly feel like I would give it beer for you because I love watching the sport, the competition of football.
I love talking
about football. I know for a damn good fact that you love talking about football too because I mean you do it every single night at an elite level to where, dude, you got to have football in your life, but then again, you have to have beer in your life too for a year.
I honestly think
you could go for a year without drinking. I know for a fact you can go
a year without drinking. Yeah, 100%. Because I couldn't stand that to know what's going on in football. It would drive me absolutely up the wall.
Hey, so okay, that's a good point. Our friend Tasha said, would you be able to drink whiskey, of course, or like other, like say a vodka of well, because it's not beer.
Don't drink vodka, it's nasty.
Yeah, I mean, that's an easier one. I guess it would just to make it more difficult, I'd just say alcohol in general.
Okay. I'm giving up football. I'm going to be an avid NBA fan for a whole year.
Hell yeah.
Avid NBA fan. I'm not going a year without drinking.
You see, I'm a diehard Seahawks fan, not because I like the team, just like my buddies turned me to them.
You should be a Bills fan because of
that. Zach, name three players that played for the Seahawks.
Ever.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, they look great today.
Thank you so much.
Listen, they lost.
Having known they lost today, I would give them up for beer. I love High Life too much to give it up for a year.
Yeah, Bink. So Zach over here, he wants to start drinking beer. I give him a Golden Light. I give him a Michelob. I give him a Coors. He hates all of them. I give him Miller High Life. He can chug it. I don't understand what's wrong with this kid.
I love good beer.
He only likes High Life. That's the only beer
he drinks. He only likes champagne and beers.
I mean, I love it too, but I don't understand how that's the only thing he can drink.
I don't know. That's weird, man. I wonder if he'd like a Corona, something like that. I mean,
Corona's fucking good.
I'd have to try.
I'm just trying to think of something light, crispy like that. It might be the style, but that's weird that you only like Miller High Life. That's awesome, though.
And pretty much,
it's a taste you can. I mean, it's nice price beer too.
Oh, it's very cheap. I honestly think Bink that he would like Coors Banquet. I love.
He
Coors
tried
Banquet.
It. I had some last week.
Wasn't crazy about it.
This guy. Okay, all right, Bink. Zach, our producer, is pretty much weird at this point in time. Not liking Coors Banquet, but I mean that's okay with him. We don't know for sure because he's our producer, and you know how producers act. They think they're better than everybody.
I am.
We would like for you to answer. Of course, I mean we all have would you rathers. Travis, Zach, and also Jairus. You guys go ahead and ask Bink a would you rather.
I have a kind of easy one, honestly. Or not so much fun one. Would you rather be an offensive or a defensive coordinator?
Oh, man. I got to go defensive. That's kind of where I cut my teeth. That's what I played mostly. And then coach would always let me call the defensive signals against the offense and stuff when he's warming them up for games. And I'd drive him crazy because of the zone blitz that Pittsburgh was using at that point. And I was doing something that even I think caught coach by surprise. And so I'll always love being the defensive guy to try to fool the offense.
So fun fact right now, Bink went to Pittsburgh State, a D2 school. I went to a Northwest Missouri State, which is a D2 school.
I went to Missouri Western, which is a D2 school.
That is very true. And the fact that Northwest Missouri State is better than Pittsburgh State and also Northwest Missouri State in football, I may add, it's amazing. I love it. I love the fact that...
Not when I was growing up, Kramer. It's completely opposite. He got good late, but you have a short-term memory, and if anything didn't happen before 2005, you don't think it existed. But they used to kick Northwest ass regularly.
Think, you know damn good and well that Kellen Moore is the best college football quarterback of all time.
Where is Pittsburgh State at?
It's further south of Kansas. Yeah. Would you say about 30 minutes away from Oklahoma?
Yeah, it's not bad. We used to do Florida State drinking down there. We'd go have a brew in Missouri, roll down to Arkansas, go over to Oklahoma, and back into Kansas. We did. It'd be four Stater nights.
That's actually
you've never told me that before, and that's awesome, Bink. But personally, I feel like since you know my team's the Las Vegas Raiders, I'd have to go D coordinator because I feel like I am better than Paul Gunther at the aspect of him being.
Yes, you are.
Thank you. Thank you for agreeing with me on that one. That's probably the first time Bink has ever agreed with me on something, knowing that I am better than Paul Gunther at defensive coordinating. Because I mean, of course, the SFL, the Denver Nightwings. You know, Jay Brick, the Brick Blocks. You already know that. But yeah, I'd go defensive coordinator.
Am I asking him, would you rather?
Offensive? No, yeah. Go ahead.
You don't know.
Yeah, no.
I'm not really a football guy. Skip Trev. All
right, well, like, offensive or defensive coordinator, I would say, I think defensive is a little more secure of a deal. Because, like, you always want to blame the offensive coordinator. Casual fans don't know what the fuck's going on defense. They don't know if you're even playing zone or man half the time. So I would say, I would think defensive coordinator would be a lot less backlash. But, I mean, offensive coordinator, you have better opportunity to move up, I think, to a point. But I'd probably go defensive just because...
Be like an Eric Bieniemy becoming an offensive coordinator.
If you don't go get a job at the Chargers, he's stupid, I think. But that's just... I'm just some
honestly,
kid for saying
hey, that. All right, here's a good question for you, Bink. Where do you think EB is going? Bink, where do you think EB is going?
Oh, man. Well, he's not going to Jacksonville. Because that's going to be Urban Meyer's job. But he had a really strong interview from everything I'm hearing from Atlanta. I don't like that spot for him, though. Man, it's a good ownership with Arthur Blank. I just, Matt Ryan, you got a problem with. You know, aging quarterback, that's going to be a huge salary cap hit. I've been saying all along, Cream Dog, and I was even saying it early in the season, that when they fire Anthony Lynn, because I always felt like they were, L.A.'s the place for him. Because, one, he played for the Chargers.
True.
He went to the Super Bowl with the Chargers.
Yes.
And, yes, the drawback is you'd be like, oh, he's going to play Andy Reid twice a year and Patrick Mahomes. You have no chance to win. Well, the bottom line is, if I'm the Chargers, who else would you want as a coach? You want someone that knows Andy Reid inside and out. Bieniemy played for me. He coached every single day that Andy Reid's been here since 2013. He's been here every step of the way with Patrick Mahomes. There is nobody that knows those two cats better than than Eric Bieniemy. I'm going to say L.A. because I think that would be the best spot for him. But in all actuality, he probably ends up in Atlanta, to be honest with you. If you give me $500 and say where to bet it on, I'd say Atlanta. But
see, that makes more sense. That makes more sense because he's getting out of the division of the AFC West. He's going to the NFC and hopefully helping out a team that is in dire need. You know, of course, a dire need of a head coaching
position. Yeah, but
position.
I mean, Justin Herbert, I mean, this guy's the real deal, man.
That's baby Favre.
We don't know. And, you know, Matt Ryan, he's going to be retired. You know, he's going to be dealing with his money.
What is he, like, what, 31, 32? And he's that needs Matt over.
Ryan?
Yeah, he needs over, like a lot of millions.
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah,
I thought
he's like old.
37, 36.
30, wow, okay. Honestly, I'm drunk, boys. You know that for a fact. Ooh. But still, that's you got Atlanta Falcons. That would be like the best bet for Eric Bieniemy. I'd have to think.
I'm gonna piggyback this because instead of a would you rather, this is something that I've been spazzing over. If Deshaun Watson really gets traded, which goes along with this, I mean, I would assume that would definitely inspire a coaching job. If
if you're
thinking Atlanta or LA, and Deshaun Watson gets traded to Atlanta, like. You're going to Atlanta.
I thought Atlanta was just going to stay with the interim coach.
I don't know. Which is possible, I would assume. Possible. But I just, like, Deshaun Watson getting traded, like, where does he go? Like, where would you love to see Deshaun Watson? What system do you think he...
I think the more important football news is the fact that they're now called Washington and look like a college team.
So Bink, where do you think Deshaun Watson...
Where do you want Watson
gets,
to end up?
Yeah, where do you think he should get traded to if they were to trade Deshaun Watson?
Man, I don't know. I'll tell you, I know where one place can be extremely dangerous, and you really start to have to think of that team.
Yeah, Las Vegas.
Absolutely. That would be the ideal spot for him. I actually don't think that Nick Caserio, kind of the new GM, kind of smoothed things over. I think Houston's his spot. That's where I know he's mad at the organization. They need to start listening to it more because that would be helpful. But, you know, I think this year we'll still end up, because it's not. They're going to have, some teams are going to have to give up at least minimum 3 first-round picks.
But I think he's worth it.
He probably, but again, I mean, that's asking a team a lot. But, you know, I just, maybe Falcons. You know, Eric Bieniemy takes over the Falcons. They work out a deal, send Matt Ryan, send some first-round picks. Houston's away, and he's the Atlanta Falcons with Eric Bieniemy. Wouldn't that be sweet?
Send Tua and some picks. Send to Miami.
Oh, my gosh. No, you do not trade Tua Tagovailoa. You do not trade him to Houston. You
yeah,
don't.
They mention.
No. They literally drafted him for the first pick.
I don't care.
Of 3 picks, I think. Two or three picks. To get to Miami.
First round, right?
They have 2 picks this year, Travis. That's stupid.
They have what, the third pick?
They had the third pick.
Yes.
And they all... Oh, wait. Either third or fourth.
Third,
and they also had like either the 20 in between 20s.
No, they missed the playoffs, so it'd be before 18,
or 18,
right?
Or 18. I think they might have been
before 18.
17 or 18, because I know I don't know.
Well, no, that's just my pipe dream. I think Deshaun Watson in Miami. That's a squad.
Deshaun Watson's going to Chicago. That's me personally.
Are they going to trade Nick Foles for him in 8 first rounders? Because no one wants Nick Foles' contract.
They might have to, Travis. They might have to.
Trubisky looks good though.
Jairus, what do you think? Jairus, what do you think? Just on Washington should go.
Where should it go?
Yeah,
New England. That's what Jairus.
Good gosh!
Either New England or Atlanta.
New England might. New England's a.
Belichick won't give up draft picks like that.
They got the 15th round. This is the first time since they drafted OJ Mayo in order to get a 15th.
What the fuck you talking about, OJ Mayo?
Yeah.
Jared Mayo.
Gosh, okay. I'm drunk.
See, you
Jared Mayo.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm thinking of.
I'm thinking of Memphis Grizzlies.
I'm thinking of Memphis Grizzlies guy.
A stud actually
for 3 seasons. But.
No, I don't think Bill Belichick's passing this up at all.
You can just use mine if you don't have one. I just skip mine.
My would you rather doesn't really revolve around sports. Bink, would you rather give a beer or mixed drinks for a year?
Oh, mixed drinks.
Really?
100%. Oh, yeah.
I think I agree.
Beer is my go-to. I do like mixed drinks, for like a vodka drink or something, or like bourbon, but no, I have got to have my beers, man. I got to have my brews.
No, I
respect it.
But here's the thing with Bink, though. He has a segment on his show every single Friday, which I'll be producing the next Fridays that you have. of Beers with the Boys. No, not Beers with the Boys. You're two guys in a brewery. He's even had guys on from River Bluff Brewery from St. Joe.
Well, when you guys were talking about that bourbon stout where they have it in the barrels, River Bluff has a beer similar to that.
Yes.
And I had that 2 weeks ago, and I went with some guys from work, and it is very good.
Here's you know River Bluff is coming to Kansas City? They're buying a bunch of the market.
Their cream ale is delicious.
No, their cream ale is very delicious. It's so good. Oh, my gosh. Their cream ale is like, it's
one of my favorite
beers. It's probably the best beer in St. Joe.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. Okay. I saw they were in Kansas. That's awesome. I'm going to Kansas City. That's so
Liberty
cool.
Liberty Cat Brewing's in St. Joe, too.
Oh, yeah.
I've never had any of their beer.
No. Their beer's really good.
I need to
good.
Try it.
No. It's actually shocking, like, how... It's odd, the fact that they came up here. It's really good.
Well, I just know they don't have, like... You can't, like, go in there like you can't River Bluff. Like, it's...
True.
It's more of like a... It's not like a public business in that sense. True. Which disappoints me.
River Bluff is awesome.
Because I like the environment at River Bluff, too.
Have you been up into the actual... The actual brewery, Bing?
No, they came down here and did it. But I was gonna do it, but but I need to get up there and go to it because it looks. I mean, their beer's fantastic. I mean, it's really good, Kramer. I really enjoy it.
Well, think about this: when you come up here for the next time the Chiefs are actually in St. Joe in order to do spring. Not why did I say spring training? You know me. I'm a baseball guy. You stay the night in my basement, which is obviously, of course, always for you, but and you can go to River Bluff Brewery with me.
We can even go to Angry Sweet Brewery, too. That's the other brewery in town. It's a different environment.
I'll get there before then, Kramer.
Hey, we didn't have COVID gone before then, because, I mean, you know for a fact, me and COVID don't mix at all, which I'm feeling amazing, by the way.
I'll give you credit for that. It's awesome.
Good.
Way to kick its ass, Kramer.
Hell yeah, I tombstone power drive COVID.
Jack with the wrong dude, man.
Exactly, man. Hell yeah.
COVID's too small to fuck him up.
Let's hope Chaz won't
work. Pink, I'm just going to throw this offer out. If you come to St. Joe, you don't got to sleep at Kramer's place because we'll rage with you all night long.
Yeah, we'll I don't even know if there'll be a need for that.
But here's the thing. Bink. Yes, he beat me in a chugging contest. This dude can drink Jairus, myself, Zach, I know for a fact Tasha, and also Travis, under the table because Bink, he knows how to control his liquor really, really good.
What do you mean for a fact Tasha?
Yeah, I love how you do that.
And for a fact Travis, too. My bad. I mean, honestly, you probably could have, but
I don't claim to be a good drunk, so I ain't mad about it.
Bink, you are the GOAT, you're the legend, you're everything, man.
Well, Kramer, you're not so bad yourself, brother.
That's one of the very few compliments he gives me.
It's one of the nicest things I've ever been told.
I was smiling when I said it. I was being sarcastic.
See, yeah, fingers crossed. I cannot take this guy serious, which is also amazing. Jay, I appreciate you coming on the show. I appreciate you, everything that you do for me. I appreciate it. Appreciate you, man.
You guys are awesome. Can't wait to get up there.
Oh, we really appreciate it, Bing. Thanks for coming on.
No problem, fellas. Later, man. Anytime, bros.
Hold on, real quick.
Yeah.
Do you really think the Chiefs are going to make it?
What's that?
You think the Chiefs are going to make it?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I think that extra week of rest, Kramer, is going to be huge. I think it's improved dividends.
You know what?
I got one thing to say.
I agree with you on that, to be honest. I really agree with you on that.
No one...
You got tired by the time they played the Chiefs.
No one circles the wagon like the Buffalo Bills. All
right.
Nobody.
That's right. All right, Kramer, I'll talk to you later.
All right, appreciate you, Bink.
Thanks, Bink. Take it easy. I'm going to use the bathroom.
All right, dude, Bink was amazing. I'm glad we were able to see him. No offense, Tasha. First one I should have said no offense to that. Sorry. You never drank up here, so that's the only reason why I said that.
I do drink, but I've never gotten messed up here.
Which you need to get messed up here, because I'm...
I don't ever have anyone to drive me.
That is what I'm doing. Stay the night here. Jay don't care.
Well, I didn't have the option before, because I always had to work.
Hey, here's the option now. I'm getting messed up tonight. You get messed up tonight. Who cares? Or do you work tomorrow? Yeah, don't
I don't work tomorrow, but are we going to have enough... room in a vehicle for
Tasha.
I mean, not to have to drive.
Ignore the question. Yes.
I feel like we shouldn't ignore the question.
I don't know how to click the button in order to start the
actual... Are you guys trying to figure out how to do intros?
Yeah, no, we're trying to figure out an intro.
Which one?
I'm Urban Legend, but I'm so glad Bink was able to come on here.
I am too. I love the
hype. I honestly feel very bad that it stopped recording and then it's kept continuing recording. But
he's a little upset.
Honestly, I think I saved it.
He said, Kramer, he wasn't recording.
Oh, and Bink, hey, Bink is, dude, he gives me so much crap, I give him so much crap, it's amazing. We are a tandem.
So he played college and was done, he never played?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, he played at Pittsburgh State University, which is like literally 30 minutes, 30 minutes,
huh?
30 minutes of Oklahoma. So, I mean, it's down there south. I played baseball against Pittsburgh State University.
Well, that's awesome.
So, yeah.
Did you play for Northwest then? I thought you did.
I played club level.
Okay.
So, I played.
Dude, it was like the men's beer hockey league.
Exactly! Yeah, I love it.
It's freaky as shit inside. Nothing but a stove in there. But I tell you, fucking nightmare zone.
Alright, we're gonna do an urban legend this week, which is similar to last week's, where it is not a true urban legend. It is more of a, I would say, a conspiracy, which, and that's kind of what we want to go here.
It's the best conspiracy theory.
Oh boy!
In the United States,
it pisses me off that people question it.
Was the moon landing faked? Because
you can talk
about
this for me, because I don't have a.
Here's the thing.
Which we're talking about the original ones in the 60s to 70s
of the moon landing.
No, seriously, in the United States, it really is. By the way, it's the top one, then they have the Earth is flat.
Are you going to forget about Pizzagate? Because that's huge.
No, but honestly, moon landing.
That's going to be its own episode. I will talk about Pizzagate anytime.
But you're saying that the moon landing is the best, and you're forgetting all kinds of other
things. Tasha, we need Jesse and Gabby in for that one.
Yeah, we do.
Very true. But the moon landing, personally, I don't think it's faked. I think that it is at the point to where there is a lot of fabricated material, such as, one, the magazine that showed the spacewalk, which was clearly an inverted picture to where they blacked out the back screen of the spacewalk. If you want to also look that up on, say, your laptops, you understand what I know what I'm saying. Which, go ahead for it, Zach.
Is on the dark web.
No, it's on the dark web.
It's on the normal web, Jay.
It's on the normal web.
It's on the light web.
There is so much stuff behind this to where, like, of course, I went down the rabbit hole of Joe Rogan, of course. I went down the rabbit hole of actual...
Have you looked at the moon landing? You know that it's fake.
No, seriously. I believe that there is a moon, like, they went to the moon. We went to the moon. I know that for a fact. But do I think the material that we've seen, such as spacewalks, such as grabbing a moon rock from the moon that they have found to give to Poland that was just wood? I'm dead ass serious. They had petrified wood that they gave to Poland, and that was, they said it was a moon rock, which is ridiculous. Plus, also, all of the original footage from the very first moon mission is missing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it missing or classified?
No, it is missing. People, I believe they have went to the moon, but all the stuff that we've seen is probably fake.
Here's my weird thing with the moon landing. I do believe it's all real, and I do also believe if it wasn't real, all the things that were done were still scientifically accurate. I mean, it can be proven. So it's kind of...
But how would you know, though? Because you've never been out of outer space. We've only seen
Well, I'm not trying to be like that guy, but like I went to engineering school, so I learned how this shit works.
I'm glad you like that.
Like, this is like the whole hammer and feather thing where people are like, that's not real. Like, no, that's quite literally real. That is how shit works. That's physics.
But rather than us going 40 miles... No.
I would take some ice.
Going 400 miles out...
Me too.
Into space, and that's it... And us in 1969, may I add, went to the moon. And plus, if you go to their actual, like, I don't know, their pressers, their press conference, they're acting so weird.
See?
So weird.
But, it's not the actual moon landing that they're saying is fake. What they're saying is that we didn't go when we did. They're saying that they said we went when we did because they wanted to be there before Russia made it.
And I get the whole argument that we lied about it.
Operation Paperclip.
To win the Cold War. I genuinely believe that the footage they have up there,
it's fake.
Of them bouncing around is real.
It's fake, dude.
How is that real?
Most of the stuff is fake because, one,
how can the flag be?
No, they had a wire. That's just they had a wire.
They had wires in the flag.
They made the flag wave.
No, but no, listen to this though.
Because there's not wind on the moon.
There's no
water.
1969. They used the exact same equipment in order to take pictures, in order to take film, everything like that. Up in the moon. Why is it that our radiation from going onto a plane? Why is it that that would corrupt film? But the fact that the radiation in space would not corrupt film in order to have a great playback.
Well, I would say I've never really like looked into that, but I don't know.
I've never.
I mean, is there radioactive material?
Exactly.
On the moon?
You guys right, look into that.
Yes.
No.
What's on the moon?
There's
that's
no radioactive
though.
Material on the moon. The solar radiation from the sun.
Solar radiation would
destroy the atmosphere to break it up. Is like the flag up there? It would be white today because it's bleached due to solar radiation.
Exactly. So how do we know for a fact that? I mean, I'm saying they went because why would they make a lie saying, "Oh no, we went to the moon. We did all this stuff."
I've heard the argument. It was during the Cold War. We wanted to beat Russia no matter how. With nukes, with beating them to the moon, with
we also stole
anything.
A Nazi in order to... No, I'm dead serious. We took a Nazi from Germany in order to put him in the head of space, of NASA. It's Braun... I can't think of his fucking name. I had his name the entire time. I sure wrote it down.
They literally took a Nazi out of
World War II when they defeated Germany.
That's a common practice. That's a very common practice.
But Russia did the exact same thing.
That's a common practice in wars. You take over the smartest people that were involved in the situation.
Literally, everybody got pardons if they were able to come work for the
Either you go to fucking federal prison for the rest of your life, or you become a scientist for the American government. And it's a fucking easy thing. So you're going to be taken care of as a scientist, or you're going to go...
It's like, literally, you keep doing what you're doing, but for a different
country. Wernher von Braun. There we go. Mm-hmm. Wernher von Braun. He was a Nazi. And he was able to be the head of NASA. Which is never a straight answer. If you want to, be...
Technical?
I'm not technical because...
Politically correct.
I wouldn't say that because they wanted to say that they put, like, okay, yeah, we went there. We did this. We did that. But they had a Nazi running NASA at one point in order to get to the moon because, of course, trying to beat Russia because Russia had their own that they took from World War II. I think they went there, but some of the stuff that they put out there was fake. That's just me, though.
Oh, no, like, I'm not going to argue it's fake. I know most of it's scientifically accurate, though, so I'd say if it is, I guess... The problem is you get a lot of time, like, quality and things are so poor. And, I get the whole like, thing of the guy being a Nazi, but, I'm not agreeing with it. I'm not taking a stance or anything, but I'm saying, like, that's just kind of... If you're that intelligent and you're that qualified for a situation, you're going to get it. If you're that far ahead of other people, like... Regardless of your past, with this goal in mind, you're more than likely going to get that situation. So I would say that doesn't really affect the guy as the person as a in that profession. It doesn't affect him. But because the same situation, like I said, like that's a common practice of wars. Once you're defeated, it's pretty much like these guys that we want, we're going to take them, or they're going to go to jail either way. So these guys are volunteering for that. And and in their time, Nazi Germany did have. In terms of inventions and science, was far ahead of everybody else.
They were, and I'm glad.
So that's why
I'm 100% glad that they beat them. Like,
yes, but that's the thing. Like, you have the head scientists of Germany, who the last 15 years has just been absolutely insane. Like their technology has been so great. You're gonna recruit this guy, and then he's gonna end up being the head of your thing because they were the they were the leader of what was happening currently.
And which is which? I'm
talking about war and the fact of like that might have been how it used to be, but there's a lot of restrictions on what we can and can't do.
Well, I know
it's true, but
I was saying that's like common practice in history. Like that's how it's been for as long as they've had wars when it was in that time.
But they've had press conferences with this is cryptic stuff that Neil Armstrong have said that maybe the truth has been stretched. It's ridiculous. No. Because, okay, yeah.
Only thing about I feel Alex like Jones
Neil,
now.
Neil Armstrong, Alex Jones, I mean.
Alex Jones said that Neil Armstrong told him that there's he met aliens in the moon. And
is crazy, but he actually, like.
He's so intelligent.
Once he gets on, like, a topic and, like, he gets serious, he has a lot of information, and it's like, how does this man know?
95% of what he says is super intelligent. 5% is downright retarded.
Saying that like frogs are making people gay or like the water is frogs gay, whatever. Like,
or like he believes Democrats are vampires that get together and eat
babies. He's the person that said Bohemian Grove was true because he had the actual footage for it.
Yeah.
But
which he did.
Which, I mean, we talked about last week too, that I said first before Gabby.
I love Alex Jones. I will watch Alex Jones' videos.
Him and Joe Rogan together?
They're
him
so
and
fun.
Joe Rogan are amazing. No, I literally went down the rabbit hole last night listening to almost an hour's worth of just Joe Rogan talking about the moon landing, in which I agree with Joe Rogan. Before even I watched Joe Rogan stuff, I agree with it because how would we know? Back in 1969, we only seen that footage once. Like, say they only seen that footage once because there was no internet. Mm-hmm. At that time, for public to use, because there was, of course, the internet for the military, or there was people just watching TV for the first time and knowing for the fact that was, oh, boom, I see it once, I'll never see it again forever because there's no YouTube.
Yeah. Well, you can't go, I mean, it's not recorded, it's just a live event.
And then now we get to see the things to where there are some astronauts that probably could have died because they have fallen on the moon, they could have cracked their space suits, they could have gotten vacuum sealed out into space from that to where we do not know. And the fact that we haven't gone to the moon since, and Tesla wants to, no, I'm sorry, not Tesla, Elon Musk wants to go back to the moon. I mean, of course, I would love to go to the moon. I'm the type of person that would like love to see it, just orbit it, maybe even if there was a moonwalk,
just
to enjoy it.
This is a crazy thing to look into, because it's very weird because it's almost it's the opposite of what you would actually believe.
That's why it's the number one
conspiracy. 1969 to all this, you have moon landing. I mean, we went deeper in the ocean in that time than we ever have.
We still don't know 98%.
They were using rule scales. They were using rule scales.
Same.
Really does.
They were using rule scales and all these things. Oh, yeah. There was no.
I'm scared.
There were, like, at this point in time, computers were the size of rooms, things like that. You didn't have this technology.
So, we have more technology in our phones than the special.
These people, it was all done by hand. It was all thought out. The accuracy and the integrity of the work was so high. And we would never get back to that point. Because with the technology, like, you had, back then you had people, I mean, like, I'll say, like, going through, like, college, like, dude, you give me a fucking graphing calculator, I could pass any math test. Not because I know what the fuck's going on, because I have a graphing calculator. Back then, you didn't get a calculator, period.
True.
Everyone had, you had to actually understand these processes. Not just the process, you had to understand why it was how it was, how it worked. Now, the average person, you know the process, you pass the test, you're done. At this point in time, you had things that were so much, it was much stronger knowledge than it is now, because people were so much more dedicated, so much more specific to the time. So that's where you get these things. And someone like Elon Musk has the intelligence to do these things. But, I mean, at that point in time, people were so much more consistent, and people were more knowledgeable on these subjects.
Honestly, what time are you talking about?
I'm talking, like, 69. Like, you have moon landing.
Yeah, but
Zeebus
still,
V-band.
There's a lot of fabrication part of 69, though.
They still went there.
Granted.
And we still can't, and we still are.
I still believe we've went there. And there's been a lot of other countries that went there as well. But I'm still saying all of the stuff that we've seen possibly is fake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the proof of us actually making it is fake.
I think
honestly, there's probably some footage that made it throughout, but I feel like there's a lot of like
honestly, I feel like it all boils down to belief. Like, do you believe we went to the moon at this time?
Yes,
I do. Honestly, like I get all the footage, I see it all, and people will be able to pick out like, oh, look at that, that's obviously a backdrop. I'm like, oh, I don't think so. I think we legitimately went to the moon at this time. I believe the footage is from the moon. Like, I don't believe it's in a studio somewhere, period. It boils down to faith. Like, do you believe we went to the moon, Jairus? Like, at the time that the
video showed. In 1969?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. It just doesn't... I don't... Honestly, I'm not going to sit here and act like I know anything about it. I really don't. But 69, we didn't really have shit. Exactly. In 1969, we didn't have shit to send people to the moon for.
That kind of goes along with what I'm thinking, though, because the...
That was the only reason we were going to the moon was to beat Russia.
Which, I don't know much about any of that shit, regardless.
I feel like this is the episode people realize that Travis has a big brain.
I don't have a big brain. Very stupid.
He's an engineer. He's got a big brain.
Right. Don't say that. I'm like half an engineer at best.
Now, do I think I'm into the
moon? What level of degree do you have?
I have a bachelor's.
I don't even have that.
But it's from Missouri Western, so it's with a grain of salt.
I can't even get that from Missouri Western.
It's with a grain of salt.
I ended up leaving Missouri Western to join the military, therefore you got a bigger brain than I do.
That's not true. That means I tried harder.
You try harder?
Yep, I tried harder.
I mean, I don't know about that.
I don't know.
We got a friend in the Navy.
I mean, that's different.
I don't know, but education is just different. I think education is different than it was. Like, back at that time in 1969, your education was different. I mean, you gotta...
Yeah, you had people, to be, like, stupid.
You gotta know what the fuck you were doing. You couldn't, like... I don't know, you can have a lot of people now, like...
There's people half-assing their way through college right now.
Exactly.
Jay, I shouldn't say this on camera, but... Trust me, I know.
If I had any idea what I was going for, I would have half-assed my whole way through, but I didn't know what I was going for. I was wasting... I didn't have a fucking scholarship. I had a $5,000 scholarship, so I went for a whole year. And then after that, I was done. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to start spending money.
I went 4 years, graduated in 4 years. But, we wait for Kramer to get back. I don't know where we're going. We might be time for questions, honestly. Kramer!
He had to drop a few.
Kramer had to do what Bing was talking about, where you pinch a turtle. are we ready for questions,
realize,
like, or what's the move here?
What's up?
We ready for questions, or?
Fucking let's do it.
Alright, you got anyone else got questions? Is it just me?
I'm sorry, I had to take a piss.
Really, no, you're solid. Anybody else got questions, or just me?
No, I had one question.
There was also a question in the rundown, if you want to mention, we can talk about.
What was the question?
The question about the beanie thing.
Beanie.
Alright, so this came about because Brody was looking at a Supreme cross beanie, which is about $68.
Which is fucking ridiculous for a fucking beanie.
And it was a thing where it was like, why would you pay $100 for this object when a $10 one does the same thing? And you get a higher quality with these products, you really do. And it's kind of more the individuality. Like, I'll say with the shoes, because...
I mean, he also made $60 at the bar last night.
Which is ridiculous.
He was married, so that paid for with the beanie.
But, I mean, I would say it's just about the drip, bro.
It's about the drip. 100%.
It's about the drip.
No.
You're not paying the extra $90.
Kramer, I could have gladly went to Walmart and bought Skechers, but no. I bought some fucking SB Dunks. Like,
who gives a fucking shit?
You got shit on the bottom of
them
already.
Shoes, right. Yeah, exactly. You got shit on the bottom of them already.
You do. You got a lot of shit on them.
Not the dirt or actual shit.
Just order it. Just get the fucking... Oh my gosh. Get the stocking cap.
No.
$10. It does the exact same.
It smells like broken here. It smells like broken here.
It does. No. This is a pair of just plain white New Balances. It won't do the same thing that Trav shoes do.
No. They won't.
They won't. They don't drip as hard.
Like, Kramer, do you want to be rocking New Balances or Yeezys? Like,
Kramer, when you walk in the store, do you want
to say,
New Balances.
New Balances.
Oh, bro, New Balances are fucking...
They're comfortable.
They're comfortable, and you know, they're like you're floating.
I'm leaving this podcast.
No, you're not.
Bye, bitch. No, okay, I had a question, though. My question is, how big does a woman's clit have to be in order to be considered a dick? 3 inches.
What?
I'd say...
Three inches?
I'd say 3/4 of an inch.
My question.
You guys
have
found clits before?
That's a woman's job to find a clit.
No, I've... Okay. Yes, I have.
Thank God.
Kramer. You found a clit.
Yes.
They exist.
Yes.
I thought it was a myth.
That's wild. That was my urban legend for next week. I didn't know they actually existed.
I haven't even been looking. I feel like an asshole.
Honestly... Where'd you get this quick? I don't know how to answer.
I don't know who the fuck is asking this. I thought it was Zach, to be honest.
I'm honestly like, I don't think.
Oh my gosh, that was.
Wouldn't I be surprised if it still was Zach?
I only asked.
Zach wasn't you.
Question. No.
All right. Is that your one question you got on Snapchat?
That's the only question I had.
You only got one question on Snapchat?
No, no, it's ridiculous. There's like over 100 people that I have on Snapchat, and they only ask me one question.
Normally, I try to mix them up, you know, where I just...
Oh, yeah, aren't you cool?
I'm going straight down the line.
Do it then, bitch.
First one. Which do you appreciate more, booty pics or titty pics?
Titty pics, man.
Titty.
Titty.
I love seeing
I like booty. All right. Trav, why did you shave? My facial hair is gross, but my bald face is also gross, so I just kind of switch between the two. Are you a degen or do you just do degen shit?
What's the difference?
I've been thinking about this. I honestly think
we're good people,
but we love doing degen shit. The thing about being a degen, you have to do degen shit all the time. Like,
I don't like being classified as a degen though.
Well, you do degen shit, so you have
what
to.
Was the last so thing I did? What was the last thing I did that was
degen?
You've
done three shots since you've been here.
Yeah, three. That's not degen shit.
Only degens get COVID, Kramer.
Fuck you.
You do, and I've had it.
You're a degen too.
I ain't denying it though.
What's the difference between a degen and degen shit?
Like, if you have to ask that, you're a degen.
Yeah, you're a degen.
You're a fucking degen, Jairus.
I'm gonna save all of our friendships. What's your next question?
Thoughts on the weekend performing at the Super Bowl? Super Bowl halftime show's been shit for 20 years.
No.
What?
It's been good.
What? He told me that whoever the fucking was is shaking their ass, J-Lo.
You don't even know who it was because it wasn't good. They just shaked their ass, Kramer. And it was J-Lo and Shakira.
Travis,
J-Lo
you like Shippers? Shakira.
Jay, it's different.
How?
I'm with my family.
It's weird being hard around your family. Jay.
Let's give him a minute. Alright. Do you guys got any thoughts on this, Zach?
I fucking love Shakira.
I made my statement.
I actually like some of the weekend shit.
I love the weekend.
I don't mind the weekend. His face looks weird now, but...
I don't give a shit on his Facebook. Hey! I don't go on his Facebook!
Fake. It was fake
what?
For a music video.
I know.
Why would I go on his Facebook?
No, Kramer, he's doing a music video, so we got fucking his big ass...
He looks like Handsome Squidward.
He does! It's a fifth fake for a music video. I hope. But I don't mind the weekend.
I don't either.
I'm not a huge fan, but I also don't mind.
Alright. Do any of you guys have any addictions?
No.
Pussy.
This one is, quotation, parentheses, like buying shoes, cough, cough, probably Travis. I buy a lot of shoes.
I'm like addicted to my phone and shit.
I used to be addicted to like playing video games, but that's it. But I'm not that anymore.
I'm addicted to my phone and to shopping. Like, if I see something dumb that I think would a chuckle out of anyone, I'll buy it. I bought a flask because it's very practical.
Is that the Abraham drinking one?
No, it's a Lady Lit Birdie.
Yes! I lost both of those.
Yeah.
My only addiction is like foam, my phone and shit. Like,
Trevor, you about to puke? You got a spit?
No, I ain't got a spit.
When I first started ordering...
I spit later, but not right now.
When I first started ordering Funko Pops, I was buying a bunch a day.
Jairus, it's hard for me to go 2 weeks without buying a pair of shoes right now.
I counted up the other day. I'm at 49 exactly. No, I'm at 50. I'm at 50 because my big ass 19 fucking
more.
My big ass like 10 inch Pennywise one. I miscounted it. I got 50 on the dot.
I'm not a big fan of Funko Pops, but I love the ones I have. That's the thing.
Most of the ones I got were like gifts. I think I bought out of the 50 I got. I probably bought over half. But most of them I got for gifts.
The only one I have is a gift, and it's badass.
Which one did you get?
The Scranton Strangler for The Office.
I got... I think I didn't know it. All right.
Fuck yeah, buddy.
Would you buy one of your viewers a pair of shoes? That's simple. No?
No. Shoes are expensive.
But at YouTube, we might give away a shirt or something, so you can get a shirt.
At 50 subscribers for our new YouTube channel, we're going to be giving away a shirt. And then again, at every 100 mark...
50? No, no, no. I had 100 subscribers.
Let's do 50.
We're doing 50, then 100, then after that, every 100. We're giving away a Not Fast, Just Furious shirt.
Hell yeah.
So be sure to subscribe.
Jam drunk.
We'll announce when we're doing the thing. It'll probably be through Twitter, but we'll also make a YouTube announcement.
And I would assume we have 50 subscribers, probably the day this episode drops, so. We'll see.
Hopefully.
All right. Would you rather be in a zombie apocalypse or a robot apocalypse?
Zombie.
I think zombie.
I am scared as shit of robots. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm fucking scared of robots.
What kind of robot are you most afraid of?
Tom Brady.
No, hang on. Jairus, what do you think robot? Describe to us. Shut your eyes and describe to us what robot you're afraid of.
You also want me to see the one thing that popped in my head right now?
Close your eyes.
The robot that's walking with SpongeBob on that one where they think Mr. Krabs is a zombie or a robot.
Jairus is drunk.
Shut up. Like the 10-foot tall fucking...
So Jairus is afraid of traditional 50s robots and Krab robots. You see, I and myself do not fear robots because I know they don't exist, but zombies...
Yes, they're making robots right now, you fucking DJ.
But zombies do exist.
I don't fuck with zombies. I'll be honest. I don't fuck with them, but I would so much rather be in a zombie apocalypse. If I were in The Walking Dead as the main character, the thing, it wouldn't make it past the third season. I would handle everything before then, and it would be a perfect utopia. But robots, whole different game.
I like Utopia. The show Utopia?
No, I would make a utopia out of The Walking Dead.
All right, this one goes with, like, Battle Royales. It was like, you should play Apex Legends instead of Fortnite. I mean, I'd probably give it a go. We ought to try streaming some Fortnite or sometime.
Let me just make a statement that I know is true for a fact. I've tried Apex. I wasn't the biggest fan of Titanfall, which is what, like, Apex branches off of. Same, like, movement, same gunplay. I just don't think Apex is fun. With Fortnite...
All right, it was like the Fortnite Apex thing, and
I get pushing off.
All together, I picked Fortnite. I had a better time than Fortnite.
I tried to play Apex, but I didn't play it.
I've never tried. But also, like I said previously, I would zip around and kind of try to space out the zingers. I didn't do that this time. Would you rather receive good hit or give good hit?
Receive.
Give.
No, okay, that's
Jesus
Simp. Jairus is the one good person.
Jesus Simp.
I don't give a fuck what you call me.
No, because if I receive it, I already know for a fact I gave it.
That's not
as true. I only became mortal last summer. For 5 years, I was mortal.
New question.
Have you ever masturbated at a sleepover?
No.
I haven't either.
Is that masturbative?
Jay has. It's my house.
Jay has.
Wait, I have a guy at work who would go in the bathroom and he'd drink one off real quick.
Tasha.
That's how it works.
Tasha, real quick, say hello to the people on YouTube.
Let me put my hat on because I look like trash. Hi.
Tasha only says that because that guy has been caught. If you don't get caught, you're fine.
Yeah, that's just told me.
Oh.
He was like, sometimes, because he worked overnight, so he was like, sometimes I need to go clear my head real quick so I can stay awake, so I'll just go... Jerk one off real quick in the bathroom and go about my day.
That's wild.
My only question is, does he do it over the toilet? Or is
I would hope he would do it over the toilet.
So you're just going to sit over the toilet?
Tasha, do you know any of the custodial staff there? Have they complained about you that there have been strange loads in the sink?
Don't answer that.
It'd be weird if he did it over the sink. I'm just wondering if he's just sitting on the toilet and, like, wipes his legs off afterwards, or...
Probably. All right, new question.
This next question is nobody. No. Have you ever had sex in your parents' bed or a friend's bed? I had opportunity to have sex in Jay's bed.
No,
once,
you did
I
not.
I passed it down.
No, you did not.
You gave
oh,
me...
Oh, I did. Shit, I did.
Jay gave me the option. I had the option. Once. I had the opportunity.
He had a chance.
I turned it down.
He said no.
I turned it down. Anybody else?
That's a good friend.
No.
Are you listening to Mini Men right now?
No.
Boys in the Hood?
No. End of the year.
Okay. Has your pet ever interrupted your makeout session?
Yes.
Rock was a huge cockblock.
My cat jumps on my bed when I'm trying to bone. I'll be honest.
Have you ever been licked in the middle of it? Because that's way worse.
Yes,
like
and at that
like,
point,
they'll
I ignore
like,
him.
Way too close, and you're like, how the hell did you make it this close?
They'll put their, like, last time I was made out with a girl on the driveway, and the dog came up and was, like, sniffing my hand and shit, and his nose was wet.
Why was your window down?
We were outside.
Well, that's your fault.
Is it summer?
That's a you
but
fault.
But was it the summer?
It was, like, a month ago.
Yeah, then your window should not have been down. That's on you.
He was standing outside the car. At that point, you get in the car.
Oh, you're outside the car?
And you make out. If you're anywhere else, you're in the dog's territory, and he has full authority to investigate what you're doing.
I agree, but
but not in my bed. Like, you should not be. My dog should not be close enough to almost lick my butthole.
If they get on your bed while you're banging, they're in your stuff, and they're being nosy.
They're
not
definitely
like,
going to get kicked, and I will apologize afterwards, but not until I'm
finished. No. You don't even have to apologize. They know you love them, but it's like, hey, man, I'm trying to do something here.
You're not invited.
Next question.
Next question.
Have you ever had a one night stand?
No.
What?
My last one night stand turned into a 3-year relationship.
Maybe.
That's like half a dozen.
That's a maybe.
Does Megan ever talk to me again?
Yeah.
That's like
essentially a one night stand.
Yeah.
I mean, I
next question.
Talked to him after.
Yeah. What are your pre-podcast rituals? We normally have pizza. We'd have pizza this week. Bro, first pizza. No. First podcast, I have a pizza.
Not Domino's.
We didn't have one last week.
We had pizza, didn't we?
Yeah, we did last week.
Actually, I don't remember. This is the first week I didn't buy pizza.
Yeah,
I bought, we got Burger King instead of dog shit.
Burger King's
dog shit. I don't
know
what you eat. Why you would even be willing to eat Burger King.
I had a gift card. That's why we got Burger King.
Whoever gave you that gift card hates you. Like, yeah. They wanted you to die. Like...
Our podcast ritual is just we fuck around for half an hour after we set up.
This is like all a 5 or 6 hour ordeal every week.
Next question.
Oh, my phone's locked.
God fucking
next question, what's Travis' passcode?
1745.
1645.
If there was a director for your life story, who would you want it to be?
Michael Bay.
You just want a bunch of explosions?
No, hold on, give me a question. Give me a question.
I answer legitimately?
Yeah.
I'd say M. Night Shyamalan because, like, my life is shit right now, and I'd want there to be a twist ending where it's like a Disney film.
I'm pissed because that's who I was going to say.
Give me Michael Tarantino.
Well, Quentin Tarantino.
You mean Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah.
Hey,
fuck, he doesn't get him anymore.
Give me Mel Gibson. He made Apocalypto.
He did.
He fucking did.
He's also done other things that I don't condone. All right. Got to know.
How thick you like your woman?
Dummy thick. I would say dummy thick with 3 C's. My girlfriend's fucking hot.
The quote J. Cole, ain't no such thing as too thick.
There it is.
There's another word, but I can't say that word.
Weirdest place you jerked off. I don't think I've ever jerked off in a weird place.
Like my house.
You see, it's crazy that Tasha brought that up. An army base.
An army
base? She asked that.
An army base.
Oh, military.
Holy shit. When were you able to get onto a military installation?
It was him all.
My brother's in the Air Force.
Oh, the
Bro,
Air Force. Okay,
this question's wild.
All right, what is it?
First time, long time. Love you guys. Really excited to be calling in. They're not calling in.
God
damn it, Neil.
How much money to suck off all you guys?
I would say priceless because I couldn't do it. Look you guys in the eye.
Next question.
No, that was just suck all us off.
For him to suck us all off.
I'm not charging you, but it's fine.
I would say at least $100,000 because I didn't look at myself in the eye.
You're just like, fuck it, I'll let it happen.
I'm dead. I'm serious.
All right.
We love you too, Sneal.
I'm not sure what this means.
Read it.
Do you stand for babies' safety?
Yes. I think they're wanting to know if you
have
an abortion or not.
We're not talking about
it.
No. Next question.
That's my last question. If babies can't buckle themselves,
thank you for listening.
They don't deserve to be buckled in.
Travis, while you're out, hit the stop button. But thank you for listening. This is not Fast, Just Furious. Number 14, boys. Number 14.
New channel. Hope you guys like it.
Open more content. We've gone 3 weeks.
Remember to like, comment, subscribe.
3 months.
3 years?
Comment, subscribe. Give away a t-shirt to 50 subscribers. Gang, gang.
I'm drunk.